So what happened with this lady? It looks like she headed out towards another trial with the IMG N853.
Yeah, I think she responded to carbo-dox, but then she recurs. And she recurs now within a six-month period, so she is platinum resistant. And she actually gets Doxil as a single agent.
Then what happened?
Then, you know, and she got a little mileage out of that. And the reason we do that, you could argue, look, she's already had Doxil, but who knows. The Doxil on the carbo-dox that we gave her is at 30 mgs per meter squared. When we give it as a single agent, it's 40. And in fact, the FDA has approved Doxil at 50. None of us usually use 50. It's just too toxic. So the idea here was, okay, she's been on it, but we'll go to 40, see if we get some mileage. We got some stable disease out of it, but it wasn't very long. And then we talked again, you know, all through this, we would talk about trials, but she had a trial up front, platinum sensitive recurrence. There's a more limited number of trials for that patient population. But now we're getting into platinum resistant. We probably have a queue of platinum resistant trials somewhere between 5 and 10 open at any one time. Because this is just, unfortunately, all of our patients migrate to platinum resistant disease. And we need a portfolio of these in order to essentially have something for everybody if they want it. So the IMG is an interesting agent. I actually believe this drug is probably going to go to registration. This is a humanized antibody that targets the folate receptor alpha, and it is linked through a special linker to what's called the maytansinoid, which is a very powerful chemotherapy agent. So this is an antibody-drug conjugate and targets the folate receptor alpha, which is overexpressed in about 95% of high-grade serous tumors. So this target is almost always there. It's a targeted therapy. The drug is very powerful, but we've seen a toxicity profile, which is actually quite encouraging. So they get very little myelosuppression. They do get, some patients get blurred vision, which comes from a unique toxicity of the drug. It's completely reversible. And then there's a smattering of abdominal pain and some diarrhea. The response rate to platinum-resistant disease is somewhere between 40 and 50%. It's quite high.
And what happened with this lady?
Well, she had progressive disease.
Did she have any tolerability issues at all? Did she have the visual thing?
Yeah, so that's interesting. Looking at the big picture, she tolerated well. She did get some blurred vision. So the blurred vision, it's interesting. It's actually a toxicity to the cornea, the cornea epithelial cells. And so they get, when the ophthalmologist looks at them, they actually have these small microcysts. You can actually see them. You can quantify them. And because the epithelium of the cornea replaces itself, if you hold the drug, which is what we do, it takes several weeks, but the symptom goes away. And then you can re-challenge them at a lower dose.
Interesting.